Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Hey guys, let's talk about sex. Let's talk about good effing sex. You know what good sex to me is? I'm going to tell you. It is when my guy comes at the same time as I do. Okay, that to me is top of the mountain. But it rarely happens, and that's because there's an orgasm gap. Women take a little bit longer to come than guys. It's true. And that's why you need to get yourself some Promescent Delay Spray. Promescent Delay Spray is the only clinically proven delay spray that is going to make you last longer in bed without you having to worry about lasting longer in bed. And that's because it is not going to totally numb you out and it's not going to transfer to your partner. Promescent also has a whole line of female products. I use their warming gel. They just sent me a whole stash of it because it's like my fave. They sell lube, they sell condoms, they sell sex toys. And just for listening to my show, you're going to get 15% off your whole order. Not just 15% off one thing, 15% off everything. So all you got to do is go to delayspray.com. Use my code strictlyanon15. That's strictlyanon15. Use it at delayspray.com. Or just go to the description, click on the link, and 15% is going to be automatically applied at checkout. Thanks, Promescent, for sponsoring my show.
Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand, you can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. If you want to be on the Strictly Anonymous Podcast, if you have an interesting life or a secret life or a fetish that you want to call in and talk about while remaining anonymous, I change everybody's voices. You make up a fake name. You could be on the show. Send me an email at strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. You could go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on be on the show, or you can follow me on Instagram or Twitter, and you could DM me there on Instagram or Twitter. Follow me at Strict Anonymous. That's at Strict Anonymous. All of this information will be in the description. If you want to call in and just confess something on my confessions line, I change everybody's voices there too. You could do that as well. The number is 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. Okay, and today I have on a guy named Kyle. Now, Kyle has done a lot, okay? And he got a late start. He was married for a very long time, and then when he got divorced, he wound up getting into the swinger lifestyle. And, you know, when I say he got into the lifestyle, he did everything and everything. And then some. And, you know, he went into details. Now, I feel like a lot of times on my show, I'm cock blocking like the hot stories or you get like one or two of them. But I'm like asking so many questions that, you know, it's not just like a bunch of hot stories. But in this one, I don't ask that many questions because he just had a million stories to tell. He was very graphic in his stories. And I let him do his thing. So all you people that are looking for those kinds of stories, you're going to get tons of them in this one. It's just one crazy story with tons of hot details after another. Okay, like this guy went to swingers parties and he met the swingers couple who had interracial BBC orgy parties and that he went to. And then he started meeting women who he dated and he had long-term affairs, you know, relationships with them. And he became a cock and they became a hot wife and there were gangbangs and all kinds of crazy threesomes and double penetrations and all kinds of shit that went down. I think at one point the police show up. But you're going to have to wait to hear that story. That's towards the end. But trust me, you're not going to mind listening to the whole thing. Because like I said, this guy has, it gets very specific. He's very graphic. And I just let him do his thing. And I think a lot of you will be happy about that. So anyway, I'm going to be right back on with Kyle.
This is the Strictly Anonymous Podcast.
Hi, Kyle. Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous podcast. How are you this morning?
Doing great. I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here because you have a lot of interesting stories to tell me. I mean,
I've been told I have a book.
Yes, you definitely do. I mean, it winds up with the police. Okay, I love that story.
But all right, yeah, that not many people have heard that one because it's too crazy.
Yeah, we're gonna end with that one, right? But why don't you just start from the beginning? I mean, you have been there, done that, and I'm just wondering how you got into the lifestyle.
Okay, at like my mid to, I guess it was like 43, got separated, had a good sex life with my wife, marriage ended for other reasons, and I decided to sow some wild oats and seeked out Hispanic women initially, because mm-hmm. I thought they were crazy, but I soon found that they were a little too jealous for the things that I wanted to try,
okay.
To put it mildly.
Uh-huh. So when you say though, but so when you say I thought that they were crazy. You mean crazy like in bed, crazy good? I don't know. Is that what you're saying?
Passionate is the word that I should have used. It's just sometimes a little too passionate, and I was not ready to get back into a one-on-one relationship. I wanted to enjoy everything I could.
Okay.
So I did go on the first time I did anything like this was on when I found a couple on Craigslist in the next town, who were looking for somebody to have a threesome with, and met them at their house for the first meeting. And the guy who answered the door was 6'5". And I'm sitting there going, okay, what the hell am I getting myself into? I've never done anything like this. They lived in a nice neighborhood, went into their house, and she's there in a little tiny sundress and nothing else. Really cute blonde lady, probably in her early 40s, maybe late 30s. And he got his drinks, and we started playing pool. And within 10 minutes, she's on the table, and I'm eating her out on the pool table. And he's serving us drinks. he wasn't a true cuckold, but he got involved as well. But majority of the time, I'm a gentleman, a perverted one, but I'm a gentleman. And I was just asking him, what can I do? And and she was actually pretty quiet, which isn't the greatest, but she was reasonably quiet, and he was kind of the director of the whole thing.
Right.
And blew me on the bar stool next to the pool table with him sitting there talking to me and, asking how she is and how good she she is. And then we, from there, moved into the bedroom. He had cameras set up in the bedroom. See, obviously, he'd done this a few times before. And I later found out from people in this swinging lifestyle down here that she's a regular on the, I guess you'd call it the hot wife circuit.
Oh, okay.
But had a wonderful time with her, and we actually, it's my first time with double penetration. I was inside of, she was on top of me, and he got into her ass, which he lasted about 1 minute.
Uh-huh.
And then we, probably with them for an hour and a half or so of just fun sex. And that led to, I was probably with them 3 or 4 times, always filmed. They actually had a bedroom set up in their house that was strictly for that purpose, which was kind of initially shocking, but it was just the two of them in the house, and they had 4 bedrooms. So one bedroom was set up for her adventures with other men.
Right. And you were totally okay with being filmed? Like, did that freak you out at all as far as, like, what if this got out or someone saw me?
I, in the back of my mind, I'm going, this isn't good. But in the front of my mind, going, I don't care. And I trusted them, which turned out fine.
Right, that's cool.
Because they said to me beforehand that we only use this for our own purposes, and that we get off on watching it afterwards. And I blindly trusted them.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a problem in the future, if looking back on, and honestly, I don't care. I don't. My parents have died. It doesn't bother me. I guess I'm somewhat of an exhibitionist, and it doesn't bother me. The only thing would be my kids, and who are now in their 20s.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see where they would even find that. And I'm obviously an open person, and I don't. If it was out there on one of these video sites, I really don't care. I've never seen a tape with that couple. With other couples, yes, and later on, as I morphed into being cuckolded myself, I filmed it almost every time.
Right. Okay. Right. Because so it was a turn on to be filmed. I could understand that. You know.
Hugely. It's a turn on to watch it afterwards.
Of course, yeah.
Probably more so than anything.
So that couple you're seeing three or four times. So from there?
Saw them 3 or 4 times, and I'm not sure why or how it ended, but it just, I guess, naturally ended. And then I joined a site called SDC, which is, you've probably heard of, Swingers Date Club, it's called.
No, I've never heard of that one.
Really? Well, in Florida, they're really big, probably the biggest of all the swinger sites. And met a couple who wanted to have someone have sex with his wife while he watched. I met them at a bar in Fort Lauderdale, and like a rooftop bar. Older couple, probably, I'd say, late 50s, early 60s. He was a stockbroker, lived on the ocean, very wealthy. She was a secretary, and their whole thing, as I got to know them, was they liked to turn their whole dynamic as a couple around, that he was very much dominant in the business world and in the relationship, but in their sex life, she was dominant and got whatever she wanted, and he was there just to watch. And she soon learned to love this, and the first night I was with them, the three of us are sitting in a booth, making out with his wife. He's sitting next to us. I'm fingering his wife under the table. And then they decide, let's get out of here. And we went, and they had valet parking. He went and got the key. Me and his wife got in the back seat right in front of the valet parker. He got in the front, and I'm making out with his wife. And we just drove around Fort Lauderdale with her blowing me and him watching in the rearview mirror.
Right.
For a while, found the parking space somewhere, and I came all over her breasts. And this was a first for me. He she leaned up to the front seat and he licked all of my cum off of her breast.
He sounds like a true cock, right?
Completely. Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm friends with them now.
Yeah.
And through this, and yes, he's completely a cock.
Yeah.
And they actually run big black cock parties in the area, about one a quarter every, like four of them a year.
Oh.
And they invited me to that, which I'm like, A, I'm not black.
Mm-hmm.
yes, I'm luckily endowed. And she's like, oh, you're as big as them, you'll be fine. And so I went to the party by myself. I was a white guy. Walked in, and it was like beyond a porno movie. It was
really
just all out wonderful paganism with probably, and this is, these stories are not exaggerated at all, probably 30 black guys there.
Wow.
And maybe 8 to 10 wives there, either almost always with their husband.
Mm-hmm.
Walked in, met a girl there who's just was sitting talking to her, and she's topless, just wearing a pair of panties. And I asked if we could go into, like, they just had beds all over the living room. It was catered too. They had a bartender. They had catered food, hot food. They had a whole area where people just sitting eating hors d'oeuvres and mm-hmm. drinking cocktails while somebody's in the next room with an eyesight with three guys screwing her.
Right.
So I met this lady. I'm talking to her. I think we're getting along. And I said, well, do you want to go in the back room? She's like, no, I've already been with 8 people. I'm a little tired. I'm like, it's 9 o'clock. Like,
oh, my God.
What time did you start? And her husband then jumped in. Her husband, who was carrying a fanny pouch mm-hmm. with lube, wipes, and
oh, my God, hilarious.
40 condoms. He was just there, like, feeding guys condoms while they're fucking his wife. And
you can't
she
make
later
this
on,
shit
I saw
up.
Later on, mm-hmm. no, that's the title of my book.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I've only told a couple of my friends these stories, because most of them would go, what?
Yeah, yeah.
And initially, they'd all go, oh, you're lying. And then eventually, they're like, oh, my God, your stories are real.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yes, I've been telling you that. So later on, I saw her with 4 different guys. The only thing I got while I was there, because the wives there wanted black guys. That's
right.
a taboo. It's a thing. There's multiple reasons for it. And I'm not in the slightest bit racist, but I find it wonderful and it's good for them.
Yeah.
But I was on the outs there. And I watched some amazing stuff going on, some amazing women. And the amazing part is that they rent a house for a weekend, like an Airbnb. And this is a mansion in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
And they rented out Friday and Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
They had parties both nights. And 4 of the women went both nights.
Wow.
And I'm like, you just banged 10 guys. And you're back the next night? Like, there's no, like rest period or anything?
Yeah, that's crazy.
There were a couple of the women flew in from other states.
Good news. Strictly Anonymous podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description. So there must be some sort of underground word on the street, or right? That because how are people finding out about this from another state? I guess maybe on the site, SDC?
Through the site, through the SDC site. The guy, the husband of mm-hmm. the girl who I was with and who they're in charge of the whole thing. He vets everyone. He makes sure that these are the people he wants. He explains to them what this is about, explains to them how they're to behave.
Right.
Make sure that the cops don't come, because there's literally, they had valet parking from a parking lot like a quarter mile away. So they, you met there, and he had these, I don't know if these kids knew what they were valet parking for.
Exactly.
But they were driving all these women over there who are wearing lingerie, and like something over to cover it, but literally not much of anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And all sorts. There was a girl there who was maybe 26, with her boyfriend, and she sat there the whole night and watched. And you could see in her eyes that she's like, wow, this is amazing, but she was afraid to jump into it.
Mm-hmm.
And near the end of the night, she did, and all of a sudden she's got three guys all over and she's in rapture. She was just loving it.
Oh, so she did wind up engaging after a while.
Yeah, she did. Mm-hmm. You could see it in her face. She was watching and she was just trying to figure out, how do I get into this, or should I get into this? And most of the people who are into this lifestyle are more in their 40 to 60 range anyhow, but there was all ages, and these people had become like the, in this area, that they were known as having these quarterly amazing parties at nice houses with good food, with drinks. And there were nice people. I mean, I met a guy who I used to play tennis with, and I'm looking at him going, how do I know you?
Was he there with his wife?
I played tennis. No, he was a black guy there as a bull.
Hilarious.
Totally cool about it. No embarrassment whatsoever, which there shouldn't be, because we're both at the same thing.
Exactly.
You know, we're not there. That's the reason we're there. Mm-hmm. And then I went to another party. I probably went to four of those, and I brought women the other three times. And I brought this. I brought a girl who could only be described as a Jewish librarian. I mean, that's what she looked like.
I believe it. That's what I've learned from my show. Yeah.
But completely wild, and brought her to this party, and we're actually just sitting around with another couple, and we ended up playing with them, and they were a little mellow, and we weren't really into them. And then we went into another room, the two of us, and a guy approached her. We'll call her,
the Jewish Mary. Librarian.
yes. Okay. We'll stick to, we'll
yeah,
leave the
I
name
like it.
Though.
Yeah.
And he approached her, and he was completely naked, large dick hanging out. And she looked at me and said, can I? And I said, absolutely. That's why we're here.
Yeah.
And she immediately got on the bed, started blowing him. He ended up, within minutes, fucking her. There was another guy, a younger guy, probably 23 or so, and she was, I don't know, 42.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts fucking her mouth, which she gets the best head on earth. And he came in a minute, literally a minute, because I remember she looked up at me and smiled and goes, he just came in my mouth in 1 minute. And she was proud of herself. And then she's with three guys for like an hour, and I'm there watching.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once in a while jumping in, but I learned that I loved watching. I loved watching her come. I loved watching her just, and this is the first time she'd ever done anything like this. And she loved it. Mm-hmm. Absolutely loved it. And I remember leaving there and asking her, well, what do you think? She said, when's the next one?
Wow. And did you meet her as well on SDC? I mean, because where do you meet a Jewish librarian that's down for that?
No, I met her in a regular dating site, and we were dating. We were both very open sexually. She had been in a couple of threesomes with women,
mm-hmm.
Like two women and a man,
yeah.
But nothing wild. But we had talked about these things, and she wanted to try it. And she said when we're going into it that, I don't know if I'll
get
involved, but I want to see what it's like. And it was all... pretty high end, and again the same thing, like valet parking from somewhere to the house, and a nice house, yeah. Nice people, and she loved it. Had a wonderful time with her. We ended up going to a swingers club with her as well, which she told me that she didn't need pussy, and within a half hour she was in, not even in the play area, she was at the bar with her legs spread on a bar stool with a woman eating her out, and the librarian was a squirter too, so she was having a wonderful time with this woman.
So even though she did threesomes with women before, she had never gone down on them?
No, she's, what do they call it, a pillow princess?
Right. So she likes for them to go down. Okay.
Yeah, had no interest in it before, and now I still talk to her once in a while. We dated for probably a year. And she's a very hypersexual person. I mean, I literally would go to the supermarket with her, and she'd take her pants off on the way home and finger, see how many orgasms she could get before she got to the house.
Right.
You know, and I'm like, it's like 4 miles. Like it's not worth it. And she's like, yes, it is. And I'm like, oh, okay, why am I arguing against this?
Right.
But she's now into, very much into being tied up, and a whole fetish scene of that. That's her thing, is being tied up and lightly whipped. And we talk once in a while, but we enjoyed our time together and just decided to move on. But where it gets really interesting is when I kind of switched over to the other role of having a relationship with someone which was a real relationship, a loving relationship, that and sharing her. And I met her on a dating site, and we'll call her Doreen.
Okay.
She knew before we even met, I explained to her my whole past and what I'd been into, and I'm not saying I want you to do all this stuff, but I'm just telling you up front because I don't want to shock you, and I don't want you to run for the hills, and I want you to know that this is a part of me that I highly enjoy with no guilt.
Mm-hmm.
So for probably 6 months, we talked about it. She researched what, you know, male, female, male threesomes, cuckolding. And she was trying to wrap her head around. She honestly said she'd never even heard of anything like that. She's a very sexual person, but it's always just been with one person.
Right.
And got to the point that she said she'd try it. Mm-hmm. And I really did not push her. I threw it out there and said, if you want to do it, I'm 100% there. But it's up to you. And we went on and we made a profile on SDC for both of us looking for a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And we both started talking to people, as you obviously get approached when you throw something out there, if you're looking for a guy to screw your wife or a girlfriend. And she got along with one guy, gave him her phone number, and the two of them text with, well, I was in, they were always group texts with the three of us. And the two of them started getting erotic about it and talking about what they wanted to do with each other. And that she was getting really wet while texting with him. One day came home from work and she said, I spoke to him and he wants to meet us tonight.
Right, so now it's going to go down. And this is the first time you're doing it with someone you care about, right? I mean, because you've been single this whole time.
Yes, which is, I mean, I cared about these other people, but it was a sexual relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it wasn't romantic at all. So I said to her, you're positive you want to do this? And she said, yes. And so she said that she had spoke to him, that she was going to ask me if we could meet tonight and to figure out a place. So I texted him and said, let's meet at so-and-so, and like literally a couple miles from our house. And we met him there, and it was like 5 or 6 o'clock, and it was just like a small bar, and we're the only ones there.
Mm-hmm.
So he walks in, sees her, she's very cute. Again, I don't know, I must have a thing about sundresses, but she's wearing a sundress and nothing else.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is Florida, right? You have mentioned Florida a couple times, so.
It is always hot.
Yeah.
So we three of us are sitting at a table, and very quickly, each of us she's between us, each of us has a hand on her thigh, and within, I mean, just having like normal conversations and talking about like you know, and she was explaining that this is her first time. And, you know, within 5 minutes, both of her hands are meeting at her pussy. And I kind of backed off and let him play with her pussy. And she's just sitting there looking at me with a big, huge smile on her face. And she was attracted to him. And you know, sometimes you see pictures and they look completely different in person, which this wasn't the case. It was she has a thing for bald Hispanic men. So that's who she picked out.
Mm-hmm.
A retired cop, you know, and is younger than her. She was probably 50. He was probably 42, 43. I went to the bar to get drinks, sat at the bar watching the two of them as they're playing with each other, and really didn't care that the people in the bar, they were the only other people in the bar was the two bartenders. The place hadn't, nothing was happening there yet. Went back there and I could see that she was stroking on his cock through his pants and whispered to me that he's rock hard. And basically said, okay, let's go and let's get a hotel room. So we said to him, are you fine with that? And he said, absolutely. And follow us to this hotel. So we went to a hotel maybe a mile away, walked into the reception desk area with both of us with our arms around her. It was obvious what was going to happen, and which she found really a turn on to know that other people knew that she was just going to get banged by two guys.
Yeah. Okay.
Booked a room, parked the car, and went up into the room, and she took over. She decided this was about her, which it is. That's the way I look at it, and said, you go sit on the bed, and his name was Angel, said, you sit on the chair, and got down on her knees and took his pants, underwear off, and just started blowing right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And while I'm sitting on the bed watching, and I was starting to take my clothes off, and she's like, no, this, to start out, this is me and him, and you're just watching, don't even touch yourself. And just passionately was sucking his cock and just really getting into it for quite a while and not allowing me to be involved, which to me, I found out at that time I really liked to be teased like that.
Mm-hmm.
Led to, you know, him putting her on the bed right next to me. At that point, she had no clothes on, and him just eating her out till she came all over his face. She's also a squirter. I luckily have a thing for squirters. Led into a wonderful time. I mean, the biggest thing I remember was the first time that he got inside of her, he's laying on his back. She got on top of him, reached down, grabbed his cock, just rubbing it up and down her clit, and then just held it and slid down him and just started fucking him, like mm-hmm. fucking him like a porn star. And you know, this is a person who's a nurse, and you'd have no idea in public that that's what she was into, and it's wonderful. It was a lot. From then on in, I was watching at times, but I was always, if she was fucking him, she was blowing me at the same time.
You got involved. You didn't
just
sit there
like
a cop. Right.
No. At that time, I didn't know that that would be such a turn on to me. It was like she learned that's what turned her on, was to have me watch her mm-hmm. with another person.
Right.
We double penetrated her, mm-hmm. which was the first time for her, me on the bottom. And I happened to be really thick and luckily hung, and I've never been in her ass because it doesn't work. So she's on top of me facing me, and he's fucking her in the ass, and she's literally looking in my eyes, as he's going, she's being double penetrated, and she's came within a minute of the two of us being inside of her, which she had never tried before, never even thought she would try before. At that point, he went and took a shower. We were just like laying around talking, and came back out and started, neither of us had come, and started fucking her missionary. And then the two of us were laying on the bed, and she was blowing both of us with both of her at this, like, back and forth and back and forth, till both of us came all over her breasts, and which was really sexy because he came first all over her breasts, and then she's blowing me with his cum all over her breasts, mm-hmm. which I later found out in our relationship that that's a huge one for her is A, watching a guy jerk off, and B, making him come or watching him come on her. She was always a fantasy of hers that she never did to be covered with cum by multiple men, which she always thought would just be a fantasy, but that's a whole nother story I'll get to. But with him, it was a one-time thing. And we never met him again. She spoke to him a couple times. Well, I shouldn't say it. She reached out to him to meet again a couple weeks later. And he like led us on. And then like the day before said, sorry, I can't make it. Mm-hmm. So that was like an immediate, we're never even going to speak to you again, because why, like, if this is what you want to do, you'll find a way to do it. And it just, I mean, she had, I mean, we both work, we have lives, and we planned out everything to meet this guy at a hotel and have a great time, and we had to cancel all this stuff. So she knew it, rightfully so, said, I'm sorry, you're done. Mm-hmm. You're never seeing you again. So I had met a guy at a New Year's Eve party who told me he was a swinger and told me what he was into. And so I reached out to him and said, look, dude, would you like to meet with us?
Hey guys, let me tell you about the best sex toy for guys. Okay, I always felt a little sorry for guys because I didn't feel like there was any really good toys for you guys out there. But now there's the Tenuto 2 vibrator for men by Mystery Vibe. The Tenuto 2 is the only wearable, flexible vibrator made for men with women in mind. And that's because the Tenuto 2 has four perfectly placed motors that are not only going to vibrate you in all the right places, it's also going to vibrate your girl in all the right places. There's also 8 preset vibes, 16 intensities, and there's an app that goes with it so you can customize your whole experience. The Tenuto 2 is also great for solo play, okay? You want a hands-free orgasm? I mean, who wouldn't want one? You need to get yourself a Tenuto 2, and you're going to get 15% off when you use my code STRICTLY15 at mysteryvibe.com. That's STRICTLY15 at mysteryvibe.com. You're going to get 15% off, so go to mysteryvibe.com, use my code STRICTLY15, or just click on the link in the description, and 15% is going to be automatically applied at checkout. Thanks, Mystery Vibe, for sponsoring my show.
He lived in Miami, so there's actually a hotel down there that caters to people who cheat. They have garages.
No way. What's the name of that hotel? I
can't remember the name. It's in South Miami, uh-huh. In the middle of nowhere. And they have garages underneath the hotel room, so you can park your car and never get out of the car. They had a sign there that said you can't have group sex there, but which we initially were going, okay, this is going to be a problem. So we told him to meet us there, and he had heard of it before, and I don't remember, he might have even told me about it. Probably did. He's, I don't know how I'd find out about it. And we met him like a block away, and she'd never met him before. I knew him, and for some reason we just clicked. We just were, you know, got along really well. And he followed us there. We both went into, we parked in the garage, he parked down the street and walked into our garage. And that was the first time that Doreen had met him. Again, a bald Hispanic guy covered with tattoos, wonderfully nice guy. He's actually a emergency room nurse. And went up to the room, which was set up strictly for sex. Mirrors on the ceiling, on the wall, good lighting, furniture, a see-through shower. It was a complete sex hotel. And we're just talking, and what turned story, you know, is kissing. And he said, do you mind if I kiss you? And I'm literally sitting behind her. And again, she was on a bar stool, and he's kissing her. And he went and sat down, and she sat up in the bar stool, and I pulled her legs open. And he got down on his knees and just started eating her out while I'm holding her from behind. They went and got on the bed. We brought some toys, and he took the glass dildo and was driving her out of her mind. As she said, there's no one has ever eaten her pussy like he did. And I just sat there and filmed and watched him eating her out. And I think she came four times that night. She came 20 times in like 2 hour period. Mm-hmm. And I know because I filmed the whole thing. And she just kept just saying how amazing he was, how he's devouring her pussy, how good he was. And even threw in a few, you need to learn from him, watch what he's doing. Fucking her with the glass dildo, licking her, which led to we also double penetrated her with him, did everything you can imagine. There was one point he was fucking her doggy style, and she was literally, her head was on the bed and her butt up in the air, and he's just fucking her like standing up pretty much. Mm-hmm. And she's just yelling at me, he's so deep in my pussy, he's so deep in my pussy, it's so amazing. And she'd take a break once in a while, but just wanted more and more. And we're both fucking her, both licking her pussy, both having, she's sucking off both of us, and just had an amazing time. It was just fun, erotic, wild. And he was like a guy that we'd hang out with. I mean, he was just a good person. Mm-hmm. And she ended up being with him five times. One time we went to a sporting event, which I won't name, to watch on TV at a Mexican restaurant. And we brought him with us, and this was all my like regular friends, and introduced him as someone that Doreen worked with. Mm-hmm. And we're sitting there having drinks, eating dinner, watching this sporting event. And her hand is under the table rubbing his cock the whole time. And we kind of ditched out right before it ended. And no one knew anything other than that this was a guy who worked, because she works in the medical field as well. This was a guy she worked with. Mm-hmm. And we get out to the parking lot, and we lived about 6 miles from there. And she got in the car with him, which there were some other friends leaving the same time. And I said, well, why don't you drive with him? And then you can show him where we live. But she had whispered to me that she wanted to suck his cock on the way home. And so she asked to go in his car with him. So they drove in front of me, and she's blowing him on the way to our house. Mm-hmm. By the time he got to the house, obviously everyone's worked up, and I passed them at one point on the road and could see her blowing him while driving down a busy road in the middle of the day. Got to our house, they went out in the back porch. She actually said, you need to stay inside and watch, and told me to close the door. And she's in a in one of her patio chairs, her legs spread wide, and he's just going to town eating her. And she's looking me in the eye and just saying, don't come out here, as he's just going wild on her.
Now,
which
how
led
did
to
you...
an absolutely wonderful afternoon.
Yeah, I get it. But I mean, these are all very specific details for the sex part, and I get, and people are going to love it, right? Because normally I cock block these stories, you know, you're just going on and on. But what I want to know is, like, you know, because this was the first time that you were with a woman who you really cared about. So, and I'm assuming that, like, you realized that this was something that you were totally into, and there was, and you weren't jealous at all.
No. Mm-hmm. No, I literally The jealousy, I don't know if I learned to do this or if it is natural. It was a turn on.
Yeah.
It was a turn on to see her turned on. It was a turn on to see her becoming this, you know, wonderful, wild, sexual woman. And it didn't matter if it was with him. Mm-hmm. And I've also had confidence in our relationship and in myself that she was going to be with me. She was, you know, staying with me, and then she'd finish with me. And I didn't have any jealousy, none at all.
Right. So you, how long did you date her? Are you still with her now?
No, we dated for about 6 years, mm-hmm. and we just ended last summer over nothing to do sexually. It was some other things that ended our relationship, but it's going to be hard to top because our sexual relationship was just out of this world.
Right.
Just together, the two of us, mm-hmm. we just hit it off that way. But I thought we'd be together forever, and I thought we'd, you know, play these games forever. And it wasn't like we did it every week. It was like maybe every 3 or 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd let her, you know, if she like, well, that's another good story. Once we had a party once, and I had a few too many drinks and went to sleep. She stayed up and cleaned everything up before coming to bed. The next morning I woke up, and on the kitchen counter is her vibrator and her dildo covered with her juices, mm-hmm. With a note that said, "I called Edwin and he got me off over the phone." Edwin's the guy that she was with 5 times.
Oh, okay.
She said, you were out of it. I was really horny. And she said, do with it what you want. And that was a thing that she discovered that I love too, that she would fuck herself with toys and then leave them out for me to lick clean.
Mm-hmm. That was like but something you guys enjoyed together. Yeah.
Loved it. And she'd sometimes send a picture of me playing with herself or send it to if I was out at work, and she'd send me a picture of that. But the best one was she told me that someone from work was coming over and for dinner and to be home around 6 and grab a 6-pack on the way home. And when I got there, I walked into the house. We lived in a condo. And she's on the dining room table, and Edwin is there eating out her pussy, mm-hmm. Like literally on the table. She had set the whole thing up and got him to show up and wanted to surprise me with. And at that time, she didn't let me touch her till after he left. So he ate her out on the table, brought her in the bedroom, fucked her for a couple of hours. She can't deep throat me, so she loves deep throating him. And just had an absolutely amazing time. And then I was with her afterwards, which she was wild and just, happy and satiated.
And for you, it was kind of a turn on to be teased like that you couldn't do anything, even though you were super turned on.
Kind of, it was a huge turn on.
Right.
Absolutely huge. I mean, I sat in a chair in our bedroom and watched. And I tried to get involved, and she wouldn't let me. She said, "I'm busy with him. Go back there and watch. You can stroke yourself, but nothing else."
Did you ever take her to those BBC hot wife parties, you know, that were going down with that couple?
Well, the close, she did have sex with a black guy, which she picked out because mm-hmm. she wanted to try it. And she knew I wanted to see her and who was an amazing lover. And we had great time with him. Just a one-time thing again. And she, for whatever reason, she could not. She just wanted to blow him constantly. She just was passionate about that. And we have a sex swing, and she was on that, and I was fucking her while she's blowing him for who knows how long. It was just a wonderful time. And then another time. And this is another one of those, you can't make this shit up. There's a nude beach in Miami that we'd go to just to go to a nude beach. And it was in the winter. And when the sun goes down, the lifeguards leave. So the sun was setting, the lifeguards had gone, there was no one there. And this Jamaican guy had been, what I did a couple times, I went into the ocean and hung out there for a while, which if a single woman is sitting in a certain part of the beach there, they're approached by people who see if they want to play. Mm-hmm. So this Jamaican guy, who was probably 6'4", 6'5", had been flirting with her, and I came back and sat with them. And, you know, he's naked with his dick hanging out, and she's naked, and I'm naked. And he was telling us that he's into being with wives. And she explained that she is, as well, is into being with men in front of her husband. So as it was getting dark, she reaches over and is jacking him off, got him hard, and he's got his hand in her pussy, and they're both, I'm sitting across from them on a towel, or a blanket, and, got a little more passionate. Two of them are kissing and playing with each other. And then all of a sudden there's four or five guys around us, who are, it's a nude beach, so they're naked. And I said to her, I said, are you cool with this? And she's like, yeah, let's go ahead, invite them closer. So they all came closer, and she jacked the Jamaican guy off till he came on her arm. And then these other guys, three of them came on her chest. Another guy was fingering her. Another guy came on her stomach. Yes, right on the beach. As it was just getting dark, there were hardly anyone there, and it's a big beach. We were down closer to the water. We set two umbrellas up so you couldn't see if you were looking from the back part of the beach. And she's covered with cum, got on top of me and fucked me while covered in cum, and walked back to the car and drove home.
Mm-hmm.
So it was something that she always said to me. She loves watching guys jack off, and she likes watching guys come. She likes making guys come. She said when she was in high school, that was her thing. She loved blowing guys and making them come.
Right. That was
her thing. This was her thing, and that she enjoyed it. I think in some way she was, afterwards she's like, I can't believe I did this in public, and I can't believe that we didn't get busted.
Right. There is a getting busted story coming up. Almost.
Yeah,
I don't
but
know.
not arrested.
Yeah. Busted, but not arrested. That's what I mean. Almost. Yeah.
Yeah, but that one, she was.
Was she there for it?
I shouldn't say regret.
Okay.
Was she what for that?
Was she there with you for that
was
one?
She, no, that was earlier. That was a different person.
Okay.
But in this case, yeah, there was a part of her that said, yeah, we went a little too far on that one, but she did live out her fantasy, which I think her fantasy in her mind was better being a fantasy,
mm-hmm.
And not living it out.
Okay. Okay. Let's get to this story. Cause I feel like you're going to have a lot of details. Like there is a story that there's like, and is it at that BBC hot wifing party place? That always is.
The same people ran this party, but yeah. They had it at a warehouse.
Oh, okay.
And we were given directions a couple of days before of how to get there. And it was in a warehouse district, and it was actually a recording studio and a warehouse. It was a big room, and they had like, it took us a while to even find the place. It was really an obscure area south of Fort Lauderdale near the airport. And they had brought in, like, I would say six beds, like king-size beds, and did them up with beautiful sheets on them. And they were like four-poster beds. I don't know where they got them from. I don't know if they bought them. And, I mean, everyone paid a set amount. Like, the guys who were there paid $100. The women paid like 20,
mm-hmm.
And couples paid a certain amount. So I don't know if they used that money to.
Well, you also said that they were wealthy. Uh-huh. Was this the same couple?
Yeah. And I was just, I mean, I didn't care how they did it. It was classy. And the girl I brought to that was a second grade school teacher. It was probably in her mid-30s. I met her on a regular dating site, and she started telling me all the stuff that she was into, and I was like, okay, this is gonna be fun. And our second date was taking her to this party,
mm-hmm.
Which was enormous. I mean, I would say 50 guys there and maybe 15 women. And the girl that I was with, Stacy, was as she puts it, sex is her hobby. Like people play soccer or tennis, she loves getting fucked. And that's what she does.
Where do you
fun.
Meet these regular girls? Guys are going to be thinking, like, where the fuck do you meet all these nurses? Would never imagine, you know, want to fuck a bunch of people, you know, librarian, you got the nurse, now you got the school teacher. Where do you meet all these girls again? Like, where do you meet her? On that website or just a regular dating app?
Plenty of Fish, a regular dating site.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You find that there are certain, like Plenty of Fish is a dating site where people answer questions about their lifestyle and what they want and need, and they hook you up with people who have similar answers.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I knew that if some of them were similar to me in my kinkiness, that there was definitely possibilities there. You know, I'm not going to date somebody who's Amish or something.
Right.
You know, they were
like attracts like.
Usually very open.
Right. Okay.
But not in a swinging site at all. And she was just like a kid in a candy store. Like she literally went, got on the bed, and within minutes had five guys on her. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I couldn't even see her. And I'm like, Stacy, you all right? And this is literally the truth. She put her thumb up and said, I'm good. Because you couldn't see anything else of her. These guys were all over her. And this was going on throughout the room. There was, it was a giant orgy, but most of the guys were black. There were also Hispanic guys or white guys there, but it was more of a what they call a hot wife party, that the wife is getting whatever she wants.
Mm-hmm.
And so we weren't even there that long, maybe 45 minutes. And we hear the cops are outside, and like somebody like turned the music down and started yelling, the cops are outside. Everyone needs to, get their clothes back on. And they wouldn't let the cops in because they really didn't have to. The cops were all sitting around like pretending there's nothing going on here with six beds there, bunch of women wearing lingerie, and probably 10 cops walk through the warehouse area just looking at everyone. And we're just sitting there going, like, what, how? And I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to jail for whatever. And how is this going to work out? What could they possibly arrest us for? And what somebody had been thrown out of the party because they were drunk, which they don't want. And that person called the cops on the party.
Why? Oh, because they were thrown out.
Because they were thrown out, they were pissed, and they told the cops that they were charging for beer. So the cops came in on the idea that they were illegally selling beer without a liquor license, which wasn't the case. They paid money to go to the party, and did they sell beer? Yes, because they had beer and soda and water or whatever. Well, actually, they didn't sell. You paid money to get in, and you got whatever you wanted. And in these parties, people don't get drunk. That's not what they're there for. They're there to enjoy themselves. They want to feel it. They don't want to be drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And especially a woman. The woman does not want to be drunk and lose control. They want to be aware of what's going on. So we're sitting there. The cops are walking around. And, you know, you could see the look on their face. They were just like, oh, I can't wait till I get home and tell my wife what I did tonight.
Right.
I ran into. So they ended up breaking up the party. They tried arguing like they had, there's nothing we're doing illegal here. It's private. It's, you know, everyone is consenting, but they didn't, you know, they decided they wanted everyone out. We walked outside, there's eight cop cars with the lights going, and there's just this line of people walking between the cars, getting back to their own car to go home. And it was just, surreal night that turned out fine because it didn't end up going to jail. I don't know what charge it would be. And I know that there have been busts on swingers clubs and stuff like that, which ended up, you know, that the swingers ended up suing the cops, but it was pretty funny at the time.
But where, like, if people are listening, I mean, how is it for you? 'Cause you really like flipped the switch in your life. You know, here you were a guy who was married up until pretty later in life. I mean, this isn't something that you started, you know, 20 years ago. You were married.
I started this when I was 44.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and I mean, and now you know, you're married, you're living a fine life with your wife. You guys get divorced for other reasons. You said the sex was fine. You know, you had, I'm assuming you were monogamous during that whole time. And now you go with a total opposite direction. Do you think you'd ever settle down again, or would you never be able to be in a monogamous relationship? I'm assuming no, because you like you get into the whole hot wifing thing, right?
I do, and that's a great question. It was something I always thought about while I was doing these adventures, because I was thinking, okay, does this mean I can never be in a one-on-one relationship again? That mm-hmm. the only people I can date are people who are into swinging and into hot wifing and all the other aspects of it. And I did go into the relationship with Doreen with that mentality that, look, this is what I've done in the past, and I would love if you join in and do the same things with me.
Yeah.
And the first few, there's definitely a part of my mind going, okay, if you really screwed up your, the idea that you can have a regular relationship. But what's regular? That's the other part. And with her, we did with Doreen when I had a regular relationship. I shouldn't say regular, but just us. You know, she got into the whole point of flirting with guys, and I was completely fine with it. You know, that we never were at like a bar or something and she flirted with somebody and brought them home. That never happened. It was always through a swinger site or through somebody that we'd already met who was into it as well that we played. And I think she was with 5 different guys over that time frame.
But you wouldn't care if a girl did. I mean, what's the difference? But I mean, to me, like, what's the difference between her hooking up with a guy when you guys are just out at a bar or meeting him online? Like, is that a difference to you that you wouldn't dig it if she, like, would that be a problem?
No, but I think it's more relaxed for everyone involved if everyone is in that, like it's not somebody who's never done this before. Like the guy that she met who was the black guy who was from Trinidad, he didn't understand the whole dynamic, and he actually asked her to go to the nude beach with him together while I was at work. And I'm like, no, that's not what we're about. Like this is not her like cheating on me. This is the two of us together. It's me watching. It's me being there. It's nothing like cheating.
And what about compersion? You did mention in your email, experiencing compersion. Isn't that like the opposite of jealousy, turning it in? Like, what does that mean?
Compersion, I never even heard the word till about 3 or 4 years ago, mm-hmm. is the turn on that I would get from watching her enjoy herself, from watching her have orgasms, from watching her being with someone else.
Yeah.
I don't know when that word came in being or but it's very true. That's a huge turn on for me. I'm dating someone right now mm-hmm. who has a pretty wild sexual history, but as of right now, she certainly does not want to go to a big black cock party. Mm-hmm. Has told me that. Mm-hmm. has been with that, but and she's, I think we've been together for like 3 months now, and she's starting to understand that my pleasure is pleasing her. It's turning her on. That's what I get off on. Like I explained to her, I said, anytime you want your pussy eaten, just tell me. I don't care what's going on. If you're watching television, if it's right before bed, just consider it a coupon that anytime you want it, I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought it was weird at first, but that's what I enjoy. That's making her come that's my greatest pleasure.
But you also like to watch other guys do that. So it's really just seeing her being pleased also from other men as well. You enjoy them pleasing her too.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Big time.
So this girl has done other things with you, the new one, or not yet?
No, we haven't done anything on the swinger side. We have a good sexual relationship, but at this point she's, and she knows about my past. I know about her past. And she had a 11-year sexless marriage, literally didn't. And she was just star. And she's a very beautiful woman. She's a yoga teacher. She's in great shape. And she, for the reason of her kids, stayed with him with no affection whatsoever. And that ended when one of her yoga teachers talked her into going back to his place, and she had mind-blowing sex with him, and then decided, okay, I can't live without this. This is stupid. As much as my husband is a friend of mine and my kid's father, I can't live my life without passion.
Yeah, that's cool. But wait, let me ask you real quick, because I'm going to wrap it up. I don't care about her leaving her husband. You know, how do you find these? Like, if someone's like, is it the SDC site? You know, how do people get so involved and find out and hear about or get in the know of these kinds of underground sex parties going on? Is it that SD? Would you recommend going and joining
people,
that site?
They advertise them on SDC.
Okay.
There's another site called Swingers Lifestyle SLS.
Yeah.
But
SLS,
SDC
yeah.
in Florida is a bigger site. It's worldwide, and they do advertise these parties. But there's also, yes, there is. Is there an underground thing? Yes. And I just happened to meet people and I, you know, personal with them, and they've told me, okay, this person is doing that. And the guy who was the bull for us, Edwin, he's been with loads of couples, and he's the one who, like, he invited us to a New Year's Eve party that was an orgy, which strangely didn't turn out to be that great an orgy, but he is, there's a lot of these people that their only friends are swinger friends. That's what they do on weekends. And the other amazing part is, if you bring it up to most women and explain, like, wouldn't you like to be with two men or three men? Most women, if they're honest, will say, yeah, that would be fun. That would be, it'd be all about me. It's about empowering the woman and empowering her to get whatever she wants.
Right.
I met one lady, and we had wine together, and she told me she'd never had a threesome. And I just looked at her and I said, do you want to? And she said, yes. I said, all right, I'll set it up for next Friday. Our second date was her, me, and two other men with her. And I remember one of the men going, well, how long have you two been married? And I'm like, we're like married. We just met last Friday.
Right.
And we had this wonderful time with the other two guys who were involved, a guy from England and a guy from the islands. Their wives were there watching.
Yeah.
And
it's like
the three
crazy
of us
this
were with
whole,
her.
Yeah. It's crazy. This whole underground thing of what people are doing. But listen, I could probably talk to you for 5 more hours, but I have to wind it up right now. But, maybe you call back another time and
can
tell
you help me write
like
a book?
One story. You could write this book yourself. Okay. You just talked for like a whole fucking hour. I didn't have to ask you one question. You could tape it from this, transcribe this episode. You could take it. I don't care. That's the start of your book, but then have someone write it out and make it 200 pages. But like I said, I'm sure you have more stories for your book. Thank you so much for calling in and telling people all these stories. It was just one hot story after another. I typically cock block those things because I like to get like the psychology stuff going down. Like, that's what I'm most interested in. But I know my listeners are going to love all your stories. They're going to be a little bit jealous of you probably. So thanks so much for calling in and sharing them.
Greatly appreciate it. I enjoy sharing because most people I can't tell these stories to.
Yeah, and I've always been getting pics of my female people, but people are like, why don't you get pics of your guys too? I'm like, okay, I'll ask. I always ask. If you want to send in any anonymous pics of yourself, no headshots, no face shots, nothing X-rated or or anything, you can send one in to go with the episode. But this will be out soon, so stay tuned.
Okay, and how will I know when it's out?
I'll let you know. It'll be in, either maybe next Wednesday or the following Sunday.
All right. And as far as the psychology of it, I'd be interested as well, because initially I'm going, why do I like this? And people would ask me that and I go, I don't know. And now I think I know. I think I understand it more now.
Yeah. Well, let's just let this be a standalone, because there's so many. I mean, I would have had to do 20 more minutes on the psychology of it. But, you know, we spent our whole time telling all these stories. Like I said, I normally block get a little bit of everything in the show. But you were just going on and on. So I just let you do it, because it's like, you know, I'm just relaxing here. Having so it's not bad. People are going to love it. So anyway, thank you for calling in and sharing all those. And, you know, like I said, maybe we'll do part two. All right. Thank you. What do we call you, Kyle?
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And if you want to send me some pics, send me them ASAP, because this will be up soon. Thanks, Kyle.
Send it to the email that you emailed me with.
Yes. Perfect.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you.
Bye. Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's episode. If you want to follow the show, follow me at Strict Anonymous on Instagram or Twitter. That's at Strict Anonymous. If you are on YouTube, make sure to subscribe. I love YouTube as a platform for my show, because people comment there and I try to reply back to every single person who posts a comment. So even if you're not listening on YouTube and you want to talk about the show, go to my YouTube channel, subscribe, like, and share my videos. It's Strictly Anonymous Podcast. If you want to sign up for my Patreon, on my Patreon, you are not only supporting my show, but you will get these episodes early, ad-free, and you get to see anonymous pics of my guests. Most of the girls send in anonymous pics, and some of the guys send in anonymous pics. So if you want to see anonymous pics of my guests, as well as support my show and get these episodes early and ad-free, sign up for my Patreon, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. The link is also in the description below. Thanks so much for listening.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone? Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is Strictly Anonymous. Strictly Anonymous.